The former US President Joe Biden has been diagnosed with aggressive prostate cancer. Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan told us more.
Well, there's not a lot being said apart from the fact that he's been diagnosed on Friday with this aggressive form of prostate cancer. They gave some details of what's known as a Gleason score, which is something that combines two lots of readings of cancer cells. And the score is 9 on a maximum scale of 10. So it's right at the very top, and it's grade group 5. That is the most serious. So this is a serious cancer. It has spread to the bone, and medical experts have been consulted by various US media have said we regard that as incurable cancer. But there are remedies that can be used to manage the condition and, it's prolong life and give a comfortable life. But the cancer itself is regarded as incurable.
What has the family said about treatment options, possible treatment options at this point?
Again, this is very early days. It was Friday they were told about this. They've only released the information to the public on Sunday evening. And they've just said, look, we're consulting with our doctors and we're going to see what the options actually are. They said that the cancer itself appears to be hormone sensitive, and this is something that allows for an effective management regime to be initiated.
I'm wondering, are questions being asked in terms of a cancer diagnosed, already spread? He was president up until last November, which meant that he would have had access to some of the best medical care in the world. And I'm wondering why it mightn't have been diagnosed earlier. Was it missed, I wonder?
Well, people are asking that. And in fact, it was January 20th of this year. So, 120 odd days since he was the president of the United States. And prostate cancer is typically a slow-growing, slow-developing type of cancer. And yes, you're right. Everybody expects that when he goes for his annual checkups at the Walter Reed Medical Center here in the Washington area, that he gets the very best attention. So you would expect that. But no, we're told now that this thing just came up really suddenly. He was asked about his own health, in fact, on January 20th when he was retiring. Would he have been fit enough to serve another 4 years? He said, who the hell knows? I've no idea what I'd be like when I'd be 86. But as far as he was concerned, he thought he was going to be fit to serve another few years. Of course, tomorrow we're seeing publication here in the United States, and there's been a lot of pre-publicity of a book called Original Sin, claiming that the president's staff, President Biden's staff, covered up his declining health condition, particularly his mental health, over the past couple of years. So that has been attracting a lot of attention. But now this news, this cancer diagnosis, is taking some of the sting, I think, out of that, which was building up to be quite a serious and heavy attack against President Biden, who had only recently resurfaced in the public media, going on a talk show, morning talk show here in the United States, along with his wife, Jill Biden. Again, no mention of any health issues at that stage.
Has there been much reaction to this news, Sean?
Yeah, I mean, most people have been expressing sadness. A lot of the president's own staff, obviously shocked and saddened about news of this kind affecting somebody that they had worked closely with. But also President Donald Trump coming out very swiftly on social media and expressing his own sadness and that of his wife, Melania, and extending their warmest and best wishes to the Bidens and the Biden family, and hoping for a swift recovery for his predecessor. Also, his vice president, Kamala Harris, again expressing sadness and that of her husband, Doug, but saying he's a fighter and they'll face the challenge with the same strength, resilience and optimism that have always defined his life and leadership.
That was Sean Whelan, our Washington correspondent, on that cancer diagnosis for former US President Joe Biden, speaking to us a little bit earlier.